I'm Aaron Schachter. This is The World. Opposition tribal forces in Yemen's capital fired rockets at the presidential compound today. Government sources say President Ali Abdullah Saleh was lightly injured and was treated in a military hospital. Several people were killed in the attack. It occurred after troops loyal to Saleh bombed the homes of tribal leaders. The fighting in the capital Sana'a follows months of daily street protests demanding an end to Saleh's 33 years in power. The BBC's Lina Sinjab is in Sana'a and sent this report.
The clashes have gone on through day and night, and the city's hospitals are filling up.
The hospital is full of people injured, seeking medical assistance. Some of them are in critical conditions. Some of these men have arrived after being attacked in Al-Hasba area by President Ali Abdullah Saleh's forces, where most of the people there are civilians.
They were attacking people in the area where I live. I arrived at the hospital, and two of the people who came with me died from their shrapnel wounds. It is President Saleh and his troops who are attacking us.
Here at a car park in central Sana'a, cars are packed full of people and their belongings. Thousands are now trying to leave the capital, and many of the shops here are shut. They tell me they are afraid of the fighting in the Hasba neighborhood in the north of the city, where attacks have concentrated this week. Some people blame Sheikh Sadiq al-Ahmar, the leader of one of the main tribal groups in Yemen, for stirring up the violence. Others accuse President Saleh of arming civilians and starting the clashes. But President Saleh is still resisting pressure to step down. Hisham Sharaf Abdullah, the Minister of Trade, tells me that the problems have been caused by people breaking the law.
All demonstrations should be peaceful. When people go to a government compound or to a police station and they want to go inside and get some people from those offices, it cannot happen that way. Some of these activities jeopardize the security and the safety of the people.
I'm here in a meeting of a group of liberal women who are activists on the ground and calling for the change of the regime. And here they're talking about the recent developments and voicing their opinion about it.
He doesn't want to raise the development in Yemen. So this is why he's strengthening the tribes and making conflict among them, so he can stay in the chair.
But these tribes, especially Al-Ahmar tribe, they seem to have hijacked your peaceful revolution.
This revolution is the ownership of everybody who believe in the revolution and who want to topple the regime.
But they've had hijacked and occupied government buildings. That's why they provoked an action by Ali Abdullah Saleh, no?
Don't forget that Ali Abdullah Saleh has been violating the constitution and the law all the time. He has never been a man of a law or a man who respected the constitution. And he has been the one who committed the state terror. The state terrorism.
This is the University Square. It is now called Change Square. And over the past weeks, protesters have gathered here to pray. But there are many fewer now than there were before. Those who do remain are defiant.
The revolutionists, they have no option except that they have to get to the success of the revolution. This is the aim. We're not afraid at all.
From the stage where they have been making speeches, the protesters play the national anthem. People stand in respect with their hands on their chest. They want their president to go, but they are still proud of their country. But many of them now worry that it could descend very suddenly into civil war.